Blog Talk Radio.
Dear Father God and Holy Spirit, angels, Raphael, Gabriel, and Michael, we declare this to be a protected show. Therefore, only entities who are of the highest vibration from the one true source provide messages of love and guidance. We thank you for being present and working with us to better understand the process of transition. We thank the one true source for the gift of mediumship and the miracle that we can communicate with those who have made the transition to the unknown. Death touches all of us at some point in each of our lives. It's something we must all face when the time comes to say goodbye to our mothers and fathers, and then at some point we must be the one leaving. Mediumship teaches that no one ever really leaves, they only change forms. We must not say goodbye, but learn a new way of communication. This communication goes beyond the five senses. We must feel with our hearts, see with our spiritual eyes, and have the faith that what you cannot see still remains. Through the gift of mediumship, we learn that our loved ones on the other side are always and forever intricately connected to us, very much involved in our lives on a daily basis. Mediumship provides peace, hope, and healing, and is made possible so the bereaved may heal and know that they will be with their loved ones once again and that death is not final. We thank you for the protection this evening, and we ask for a blessed show. Amen.
They're giving me the year 1972 as a clue. They're also showing me old-timey vehicles.
He got married to my mother in 1972, so that's
a significant... Okay, that's his way of saying it's me, it's me. It's me. He must have liked his typewriter, because he's showing me this old typewriter that he used to use...
because that's the other sort of father that I had prior to him. He was the typewriter guy, because he went blind and he still used the typewriter, and I had bought him one just before he passed.
He's also talking about two birthdays that are coming up.
That's right. His son and my son.
I want to ask you about your lower back. Is there... Do you have some pain there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sending love, healing, and light to that area of your back, because she's not too crazy about a guy who you're interested in. She says you need to watch him. You need to watch out for him. Does this make sense?
Yeah, a lot.
Other problems in your life, too, as far as there's somebody sick. I feel breast cancer, or feel heaviness in my chest.
Oh my God, that's my wife. She's been dealing with breast cancer for the last four and a half, 5 years.
Did you just get a pedicure? Are you thinking about getting a pedicure?
Yes, I did, for my birthday.
Aww.
Yes, I did. Aww. Oh my gosh.
Hello, my name is Media Michelle. My mission is to help those who grieve the loss of loved ones, to teach that we all have the ability to connect with our loved ones on the other side. I want to help people better understand the process of transition, death touches all of us at some point in each of our lives. It's something we must all face when the time comes to say goodbye, that at some point we must be the one leaving. Mediumship teaches that no one ever really leaves. We only change form. Please visit mysticshift.com to find out how you can begin making your own connection to someone you once loved. Well, good evening, everybody. Today is April 13th, Thursday. Welcome. We have quite a few callers already. That's wonderful. Good to see. How's everybody doing tonight? Well, we have a really amazing topic tonight. It's the Landmark Forum, and this is a three-day transformational seminar that I myself attended on two occasions of my life, in my early 20s, and then a couple of months ago, I decided to go again. So that's our topic of discussion tonight, the Landmark Forum. In a minute, I am going to bring in my co-host, Cindy. See her in the queue here. And that's our topic. We're going to discuss the Landmark Forum and how it moved and changed my life personally. Cindy's going to talk about, she literally just attended it a few days ago. And she's going to go into a deep discussion on how that changed her life, what happened, things that she was able to transform in her personal life, the miracles that she witnessed, and all of the beauty surrounding that. So let's bring Cindy on. Cindy,
hello.
Cindy. Hi there.
I'm here.
I'm so excited about this show.
I am too.
I've been talking about it all day. And then you and I mean, we literally stayed on the phone till wee hours of the night last night, just talking about all of the details and everything that you were able to accomplish at the Landmark Forum. So why don't you just spend a couple of minutes and tell everybody, you know, what happened there? What is the Landmark Forum all about?
Yeah, that's a big question. You know, if we were to share, it could take us hours, even days, to go over the amazing information that they provide and the experiences that you have there. So I guess I would start by saying, for anyone who's not familiar with it, it's a difference between going someplace and getting information versus going somewhere and being transformed. So I would compare it to when you're in school and you're in middle school or high school and you learn algebra. And then 30 years later, you go back and you can't do algebra anymore. That's because they gave you information. However, when you learned to ride a bicycle when you were little and you didn't ride a bicycle for 20 or 30 years and you try and ride a bike again, you can, because riding a bike is transformational versus learning algebra was informational. So to me, to actually be able to experience that transformational learning, that was a huge step for me, to be honest, Michelle. I had never experienced that before.
So tell everybody from beginning to end, so you go in, what was your first experience when, you know, there's a lot of talk about the Landmark Forum and there's a lot of misconceptions and, you know, negative rumors and stuff. I know for myself, it's completely changed my life and it changed my daughter's life for the better. She did it when she was 14 and I've had really close friends who have had their lives changed for the better. So your experience, as far as, I know we wanted to talk about some of the things that you learned in the Landmark Forum, but so what was your feeling and your sense of things day one?
What was I feeling on day one?
Yeah.
Is that your question? So what I'm feeling on day one, I have no idea what I'm getting into. I am eager to learn. There's 125 people in the room and an amazing facilitator. And I think I was just so full of curiosity and so full of energy and wanting to learn, but I had no idea what was coming next. So I would say that to watch this room full of people over the course of 3 days, not just myself to go through this very in-depth thinking about what it means to be human and how we think and how we respond to life, and where we are today and where we're going tomorrow, but then to watch everybody else in the room go on that same journey with me, people who I didn't know when I walked in that first day, you suddenly have a connection to by day two, and a serious connection like you've been together for a lifetime by the time you hit day three. So it's something that you can't put into words. It's just an experience, it's a transformation that occurs to people who go through that process together.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's amazing. I have another Landmark Forum graduate who's going to be calling in. And I also have Nick Long, who is the son of Michael Long, who has the top hit show Journey into the Light. Mm-hmm. And he also has this hit show LA Radio. And Nick Long, I've known Michael Long for, oh my gosh, 8 years now. And when I first started off with mediumship, he brought me on his show and he was brand new, and he's just a kindred spirit. He's just someone super important to me and that I love dearly. He does so much good in the world, and I won't go into detail about his tragic history of losing his parents, but where he was and where he is now, it's just, I can't even believe the success that he's had. He does a homeless mission where he gets donations from his blog talk. It's a hit blog talk radio show, Journey into the Light, where I'm a frequent guest there. And he gets donations, and then he goes out and gives it to the homeless. And he does video recordings and tape recordings of, you know, them receiving the gifts and the donations, and it's just amazing what this man is about and what he's doing in the world. So his son, Nick, I've decided that every month I am going to sponsor a young person who I feel personally can make a difference in the world, who has a good head on their shoulders and is going to move mountains on this planet. And I identify him as a starseed and very gifted and talented. And his name's Nick Long, and we'll bring him on in a minute. So I'm going to sponsor him, and I'm going to pay for him to go to the Landmark Forum. And then every month, this, you know, my donation to the world and my contribution is being able to pick one person per month and send them to the Landmark Forum, because I personally feel like it's so transformational and it's life moving. And, you know, you're just not the same person after the Landmark Forum. You realize that you can do anything in the world that you want to do, that there's no limitation. And the only limitation is, if there is a limitation, it's self-imposed.
Yes, so that's very true.
Yeah, this young man is going to go through the Landmark Forum. He's going to transform his life, and then he's going to go make a difference in the world. And that's what I'm about, and I know, Cindy, that's what you're about.
So absolutely. That's wonderful.
Let's go ahead and bring him on. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Cindy. How are y'all
hey.
Doing?
Hey. Good. How are you?
Doing well. Been enjoying listening to your experience with it, Cindy, and I appreciate all those kind words and this great opportunity, Michelle.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to do it, but, you know, here moving forward, you know, I'm going to keep a close watch on you. I'm going to want to know how it transformed your life, and I'm going to be looking for that. I'm going to be looking for amazing things that happen in your life.
No,
so,
no pressure, Michelle.
yes, absolutely. And I've been feeling how Cindy was describing her day one, you know, already, about super, you know, curious about it, very interested, and you know, just really, really blessed and honored that you would do this for me, Michelle.
Well,
more
I'm
than you know.
Blessed and honored that you're going to accept it and actually go through with it. Because I want to warn you, this program isn't for the faint of heart. It's grueling. It's hard. some instances you may want to run out of that room and have nothing to do with it. And I just want to tell you that that's your ego. That's just, your ego is terrified of transformation. And what happens during the Landmark Forum is that the shift takes place where your ego takes the back seat and your true authentic self comes forward.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know something like this existed.
I will warn you that you can't unlearn what you learn. So once you've learned it, you see things very differently, and you can't go back to how you were before. So okay. Once you do it, it's a lifetime commitment.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
And I'll say that, you know, in my early 20s, I took the Landmark Forum, and I didn't get it. Honestly, I just didn't get it. But it haunted me for years and years and years, and I kept thinking about it. But I didn't apply anything because I was too freaked out about it. That's just how it was. I was young and I didn't understand. And then, so I retook it and then I got the Landmark Forum. And what I mean is I got who I am. I understand exactly who I am. I know who I am. And that's what the Landmark Forum does to you. It gives you your life.
Wow. Yeah. Definitely sounds like something I've been, you know, wanting and searching for a good while now. And
yeah. Well, you know, they say, really, seek and you shall find.
Right. Yeah. Very true. Very true. I'm super excited about it. Definitely will let you know how it goes.
Well, you'll be calling me every night, so.
Right. After day one, I'll be messaging you.
You'll be like, Michelle, meeting Michelle, what'd you get me into? What is this?
You won't be doing anything after day one except sleeping. You will be exhausted,
right.
Mentally exhausted. Yeah.
Cindy,
it's a good
exhaustion. Would you mind letting the listeners know what was the most profound experience that you had at the Landmark Forum?
There's so many. I think one of the ones that hit me the hardest, well, there were two. The one was about what happened versus stories. Do you want me to talk about that a little bit, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is something that now haunts me every day because I'm now so aware of it. And it's the sense that I understand now that human beings, we have brains, and our brains, by nature of the organ that they are meaning-making, pattern-seeking organs. So everything that happens to us, we take in and we interpret them based on our previous experiences because our brain has to make meaning of it. And from that, we create our own story. But that story isn't always accurate. And yet we internalize it, and that guides our decisions and our responses, sometimes for our entire life. An example that I was sharing with Michelle was that of a couple of newlyweds that are driving to dinner, and the wife turns to her newlywed husband and says, "Oh, honey, I love you so much." And he turns to her and says, "Uh-huh," which concerns her. So they continue driving on to the dinner, and she looks over again and says, "Honey, how are you doing? You seem kind of quiet." And he turns to her and says, "No, I'm fine." So the conversation goes like this for a while, and they finally get to the restaurant, and they go into the restaurant, and she turns to him and says, "Sweetie, how was your day today?" And he says, "Fine." So at this point, she's getting all of these experiences, and her mind is looking for a pattern or making meaning of it. And the meaning she concludes is, "Oh, my goodness, he doesn't love me anymore. He is going to cheat on me. He's finding somebody else. He wants a divorce." So all these things are coming in as experiences, but she creates a story out of them. So by the end of the dinner, she's sure that a divorce is on the way. They go home. They go to bed. She turns to him again and says, "I just want you to know how much I really, really love you. And you look great today, by the way." And he turns to her and says, "Thank you. Good night." So at that point, she is 100% sure she is not the love of his life anymore and something is going on. That is the story she created based on what she saw and heard. If you go into his mind, what he is thinking at this point is, "I just can't figure out how to get that lawnmower running. So the entire time when he was quiet and he was introspective, it had nothing to do with her. It had to do with him trying to figure out this lawnmower engine. But she, not knowing that, created her own story. And so she was in a whole different place because of that. So
right.
I was thinking back on my own life, and I do that all the time.
All the time.
Yep. Your friends go to dinner, and they don't invite you. So you take what happened. You didn't get an invitation. That's all there is to it. But no, in your mind, seeking meaning from that, you decide, oh, they don't like me anymore. I'm not wanted. I'm not nice enough. My personality isn't fit. I don't have a sense of humor.
Negative.
I create the story.
Yeah.
So once you learn that, you catch yourself all day long creating these stories out of events that have happened.
Right.
And it's absolutely amazing.
Once you realize the collapse between what actually happened and the story, because that's what it is, it's totally collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
So between
right.
the actually event that happened and then your mind running and creating the story that has nothing to do with the actual event that happened.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I hear
yeah,
the story, Michelle, about
amazing.
The other... The woman in the middle school experience, this story will stay with me forever. Because, again, you get very close to these people over 3 days. But here's a woman in her 30s who has a sense that she is just not good enough. She's not good enough for love, not good enough for friendships. She isolates herself. She puts a wall around herself. And the story she told that she now realized had created this story for her was when she was in middle school, and it was a new middle school. Her family traveled for the military. And in that new middle school, she did not feel accepted. She just did not fit in. She came in middle of the school year. And one day, one of the boys who'd been teasing her calls her name out and says, "Hey, I've got a gift for you," and throws a box at her. Well, she knows it's not really a gift, so she steps aside. The box hits the ground, opens up, tampons, douches, all kinds of things go flying out of the box. And that impacted her so much. She was so humiliated. She was so embarrassed that she didn't want to be friends again with anyone there, let alone going into the rest of her life. As an adult, she took that one thing that happened, that one incident, created an entire story out of it, and lived her life in isolation without love and close friendships because the story she made of that one incident.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of our Landmark Forum experience, she decided she wanted to call him. She was still in touch with him. She knew him through Facebook, and she wanted him to know that she understood what happened. She had forgiven him and wanted to move on. So when she called him, do you know what he said? He said, "I have no memory of that whatsoever," which told her that one little incident, which meant nothing to anybody else, became the story by which she lived her life because she made meaning of something that was so insignificant. And that, to me, was just such a huge reminder of what our brains do automatically unless we get in control of them.
Right. So she's living her whole life based on this one incident and created an entire identity around one sad incident. And then so she goes through her entire life not able to give or receive love because of one incident.
Exactly. And we all do that all the time. We take things that happen, just this is what happened, but no, my brain's going to make a story out of it, and I'm going to make a bigger deal than it really is. We do it all the time.
And then not only is it a story, but we're invested in that story. So we
and it
live
defines
that
us.
Story. It defines who we are, and
yep.
we don't want, you know, it's very hard, it's very challenging to transform that story because then we have to touch areas of the unknown. Like, I don't know who I am without this story. So we cling to the story so that we don't have to face what we don't know.
And the story builds. So if you had one incident like that, and then 2 years later something else happened, you immediately build upon the previous story. See, I'm not lovable. See, no one likes me.
Well,
and that becomes a foundation.
Yeah, in psychology it's called the self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
So that then we begin attracting the same scenarios. So I'm going to go ahead and take Dana's call. She is also a Landmark graduate.
Okay.
And
great.
She's going to tell Nick, you can stay on with us if you want.
All right.
Yeah, stay on because you might have a question because you are about to go through this.
In a really good way.
Yeah, in a good way. I don't mean to scare you, but I do. Because it is going to transform you. You're not even going to know who you are after the Landmark forum. So I'm going to go ahead and take Dana's call. Hello, Dana.
Okay.
Hi. Hi. Sorry.
Dana has dogs. Is Dana there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
It's okay, guys.
I am so sorry about that interruption. Yes, I am doing the show live from my home.
You there, Michelle? Michelle?
Yeah, I'm just beating my dogs. No worries.
Okay. No.
Okay, Dana, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, thank you. I know this was a little difficult for you to come on the show, but I'm so happy you did. What would you like to tell us, the listeners, about the Landmark Forum?
Well, the Landmark Forum, I had never heard of it prior to being introduced to it. Going into it, I just wanted to go into it with an open mind, and I reminded myself, you know, sometimes we need to do things that are just for ourselves. So this experience was, for me, very, very life-changing. And I can't even tell you anything to be prepared for when you're going through it so much as just go into it with an open mind, and whatever is going to happen for you, it will evolve on its own. And I think my biggest takeaway with it is recognizing that the serious events that have happened in my life, good and bad, are a result of my decisions throughout life. So I think Landmark really helped me see that there's choices in everything that we decide and do for ourselves. So perhaps decisions I made as a young woman that resulted in undesirable outcomes.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, I could make decisions then that could give me desirable outcomes. So I definitely had an awakening there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to ask Cindy and Dana the same question. It's been said that when you register for the Landmark Forum, the Landmark Forum begins immediately. So it could be months or even a year before you actually attend the Landmark Forum. But once you register, it begins, and which means that crap shows up, you know, stuff that you don't want to deal with suddenly appears, and, you know, suddenly things that tend to be on a negative basis are showing up in your life. And so I want to know, Dana, did that happen for you? And Cindy, did that happen for you?
Go ahead, Dana. Do you have a response?
Yeah, I would say it definitely happened immediately. I was feeling like the closer I got to the date of when it was going to occur, I was like a little bit apprehensive, but still realizing, no, I need to take time and focus on myself and my own well-being. And it just started the thought process of what can I do to help myself, to better myself, to be more self-aware.
Okay.
So I would say, yes, it certainly happens right away.
Okay. And Cindy?
For me, I felt that the thoughts and emotions that I had prior to this became much more enhanced. So, you know, Michelle, because I talked to you about this, I really had a breakdown about my life and about what am I doing? And is there meaning? And work can't be all there is for me. There's got to be something else. My destiny on this planet wasn't to go to work every day and go home and get up and do it again. And I'd always kind of had that feeling, but the closer I got the Landmark Forum, the more pronounced that feeling became. So it was almost a constant, overwhelming sense of urgency to find something.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
It's unearthing. And yet I hadn't even gone to the forum at that point. That was just
right.
Building up to it.
Okay. Well, I know for me when I did it in my early 20s, all hell broke loose. And I won't go into details, but some pretty heavy stuff came up. And I ended up taking those issues to the Landmark Forum with me. Now, like, as I explained earlier in the show, I really didn't get the Landmark Forum, but the second time I got it, I got it. And
yeah.
I discovered and realized who I am as a human being, because that's what the Landmark Forum is all about. It's a curriculum on how to be a human being, really.
It is. And it's about being an active human being. It's about getting on the court, getting in the game, and not sitting on the sidelines. So when you define what that life is, you live it. You don't just watch it, you live it.
Yeah, because most of us are sitting on the sidelines because we don't realize that this is the big show. This is it. Your life is it. You are in the show.
Yeah. But it's easier to sit on the sidelines and judge and gossip and make decisions as if you're a side coach. But it's when you're in the game, in the moment, playing the game, that it becomes real and there's an impact.
That's right.
Right.
So we're going to go ahead and go to a break. And when we return, I am going to go to the switchboard and we're going to have some mini readings. So thank you, Nick. Thank you, Dana. And we'll be right back.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All righty. Cindy, are you there? And I got Cindy.
Hello?
Are you there? Cindy.
I'm here.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
So, how do you feel about taking some callers?
Please. I think it'd be great.
We got a lot of callers coming through here, and I'm going to go, I forget what, well, let's just see if Nick's still there. Hey, Nick, are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear
you. Yes.
Hey.
Is this Nick?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You're welcome. I would love to have you stay on with us as I take callers and give my free mini readings that I'm about to do. You're welcome to stay.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go to area code 831. You are on live with Medium Michelle and Nick and Cindy. How can I help you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name's Christina, and I really love tonight's topic. Can we find out more about this on your website?
You know what? You
how
all
can
you
we find out?
To, yeah, just go to, well, first of all, thanks for calling, Christina. And where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, great. Whereabouts in California?
I'm in Salinas, so I'm next to Monterey, Pebble Beach, Carmel.
Okay. Very nice area.
So the answer
is absolutely. All you have to do is go to landmarkforum.com, find out about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, all the information is right there, and you can register straight from the site. And you get literally a phone call within a couple of days after you register, because they are really careful about coaching you, helping you through the process. They understand that once you register for the Landmark Forum, that it begins immediately. So that things that you've been struggling with are going to pop up, they're going to show up in your life, and then you're not really going to have the tools to deal with it. So they do provide a coach immediately.
That's wonderful. And I really enjoyed listening to the other guests share what the experience was like for them, because it gave a little bit more insight, and I thought, wow, that's really good that they had them on, because now I'm really interested, you know, so I'm glad that I can go to the website and check it out. And can we ask a question, or how does that go?
Just ask away.
What do my guides have to say to me regarding the transformation that I'm going through as I speak? And I must say it's long overdue, but I guess maybe things happen when they're supposed to happen. So it's sort of a little bit of truth on both ends.
Okay. I probably need for you to be a little bit more specific, but the first thing that comes through to me is a feeling of being severely ungrounded, so your feet are not firmly planted on the earth, as if you're not fully here. It feels like a floating sensation. There's a relationship issue that I'm sensing, but I probably need for you to be a little bit more specific. Do you understand the relationship?
Yeah, I do. There's a lot of uncertainty, because I don't know if there's a lot of deceit going on.
Yeah, there's
or if it's just me negative scripting, and like in the beginning when you take something and you think of it negatively, when the guy was thinking about the lawnmower or whatever that was in the beginning.
I don't remember the story about the lawnmower. Cindy, are you there?
Or she was thinking,
yeah,
the
yeah,
man
I'm
was
here.
Thinking
yeah,
about something else.
Oh, yeah.
The woman
but
that
it had nothing
conclusion.
To do with the woman.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly. He was thinking about the lawnmower, and she made a story up.
Yes.
Right, and I was wondering, I wonder if that's what I've done, because I'm not sure.
Well, Christina, we can sometimes be our worst enemy, and so what the Landmark Forum does for you is it will make a clear distinction between the actual event that happen, and then the story that we create around the event. And so what I'm seeing, though, and as far as a reading goes, I see what they're showing me are darts flying, arrows flying, and it's coming from both angles. He's sending his, you're sending his. So I'm seeing sort of a warring going on, and I see this person that you care deeply about is distant. So it could be that you're creating these stories, but he is as well. I see a lot of goodness in this relationship, and I definitely feel like it could come together a lot more stronger than it is currently. So I see a lot of distance, but I also see a lot of hope. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. Because I feel like he does a lot of what I do.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't often see that. I don't mean to stereotype, but it's generally the female that has most of the insecurities. But I'm actually seeing it on both sides. I'm seeing it on both sides.
Yeah, you'd be completely accurate with that. And I think, oh, I don't want to be in this place anymore, and I'm stuck. And, you know,
yeah.
I'm working on acceptance and forgiveness, but you can't really plan out what's going to happen. That's the one thing. It's like when you're in an airplane, you're not at the control. Someone else is flying the plane.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to micromanage the greater power, but I guess I should let go and trust and maybe just try to enjoy myself a little bit more on this journey called life, you know?
Yeah, on this journey called life. And the Landmark Farm will get you planted firmly and on the planet where you're in the show, you're playing the game of life, because this is it. This is really it. But one thing I want to say about this partner that I'm seeing is he tends to act out in a very childlike way, is what I'm being shown. But I feel like all of this can get resolved and all of this can get transformed. You know, I would take his hand and register his butt in the Landmark Forum. And I feel like you guys definitely have a shot at this. I have seen, so much transformed from the Landmark Forum. People change their lives in literally seconds, and it doesn't take, you know, months and months of therapy. It doesn't take, you know, all of the hard work that we think. It's just a matter of switching that mind into a different mindset. Understand?
Yeah, I do. I do understand that, because that's what it's all about, is shifting your mind and creating a new story.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's no accident that you tuned in and that you called and that you're listening. You know,
shocked. I was like, wow. I mean, I was completely shocked, because it's what I'm going through. And
yeah.
I made a decision that one day, you know, it's going to be my time. And I don't want to waste any more time being unhappy in my life. And I want to be aware of my emotions and my choices and my thoughts. And I want to be happy and I want to be in joy. And when you're an adult, you're free. Mm-hmm. You're free to make your life any way you want, regardless of what happened growing up, because, you know, I spent many years dealing with that. But it's like, wait, stop. You're an adult now. You can make your own choices. You can choose who you want around you, but you have to start with yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. So I really, the things that the people were saying before you took my call, it was just perfect for what needed to be shared, and it tied in so much with what you guys are offering. It kind of gave everyone like a little more glimpse into it,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, wow, this is touching home. This was definitely not an accident, so thank you. I know there are other people on the line waiting to get a reading, but thank you for putting this together, and I know there were many people involved and a lot of hard work and long hours, but there's so much love and joy behind it and excitement, because you guys are all following your passions, and that's helping us. So thank you. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling, Christina. You take care.
Thank you
so much.
Your words are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, guys. Can I still listen?
Good night.
And just take my hand down?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Namaste.
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 That was a beautiful call. I am going to go to the next caller. Looks like area code 312. 312,
hello.
You're on the you're on the air with Medium Michelle and Cindy, and Nick is with us. Is your question?
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
My name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, Karen.
My question is, I was wondering if you see anything on the area of career. I lost my job last week, and I've been sending out a lot of resumes.
Yeah. Okay, Karen. So the first thing is, don't worry. Something's coming immediately. You're not going to be unemployed for very long at all. I really think you should take the time to, you already did the work. You already did the legwork. You've already sent out resumes. You've already got everything in motion. Take this time to have self-care, self-love, and rejuvenate. I see you soaking in the tub. I see you resting, relaxing. I see a male around you. I don't know who that is, but he is very attentive to you. I see you reading a lot. I see you getting in tune, meditating. I really think you should take this time for yourself. You're not going to be unemployed for long. I don't even think you need to sweat it. I just think you need to take this time for yourself and to rest. I'm seeing, you know, I know this is very common for losing a job, but there are some loose ends that some residual negative energy. Let it go. You weren't meant for this job. You're meant to move on and move forward. There's a couple of individuals that are trying to pull you back into whatever mess was there. Also some financial things that need to be cleared up, money owed. I'm hearing a pension, or I'm hearing something of that sort. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have a few little bills I just got to take care of. That's correct.
Yeah.
Little bills.
Yeah, I don't see them as huge issues. It's just things that, you know, loose ends that need to be tied up. I also see some travel with you. I see a little vacation. So I think you've been thinking about this, but you're not sure. Not a huge travel, but just like a weekend getaway type thing with some girlfriends. And I'm checking around, looking around in spirit to see if you have any loved ones with you. Do you have a mother on the other side or a mother figure?
Yes.
Okay. So she's the one telling this to me. Oh, my gosh. She can talk a mile a minute. Do you understand this about your mother?
Yes, grandmother, yes.
Oh, my God. She's going on and on and on and on about how they've been trying to get you away from this job, and they finally succeeded. This job really put you, the stress level is over the top. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. It was very far. A lot of people, wasn't a good personality mix.
Yeah, and so the way Spirit is showing me this is that they kicked your butt out of that job, and you finally listened.
Yes.
Okay, good. What's the significance with November, the month of November? Is it a birthday or anniversary?
An anniversary for my grandfather.
Okay. Is he on the other side too?
Yes.
That would be him coming through to my left side. He smokes cigars or cigarettes. I don't know which.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Cigars, yes.
So, and you have a very fond memory of him massaging your temples or your forehead, because that's what he's doing now.
Yes, I was doing that earlier. I had like a headache. Yeah. So I just like, yes. I just do that to myself. Yes.
So, okay, that makes sense. So he's talking to me about that. You know what? This man loves you with all of his heart. And he's talking about, he has your cat. Do you have a cat that passed because he's holding it?
Yes.
Okay. So he, oh, you had a cute little nickname for this kitty. Tink, yes. Or yeah, it was something adorable that you used to call this cat. So he's holding it, he's caressing it, and he wants you to know that he has the cat.
Okay.
Okay. And the next thing I want to tell you is you need to get started on that book you've been thinking about, because I see you typing away with all this inspiration coming from Spirit World. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Get to it. Yeah. Get to it. That's your destiny. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. It was a joy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
So do we still have Nick on with us?
Yes. Yes. Real good reading, Michelle.
I want to know, are you terrified of the Landmark Forum?
I've been getting a little anxious about it, but still really excited.
Well,
don't be anxious. Just be excited. It's really amazing.
Cindy, encourage him. Right. I don't want him to be cold feet.
Yeah, don't listen to Michelle.
Michelle was like him.
Yeah, it's really a transformation in a very positive way. And it's something that, like I said, it changes your way of thinking that you can't go back. Just like the story I told about stories versus what happened. Now that you know that, you'll find yourself starting to create stories and you can't go back. You can't undo that. So just be ready to transform a way of thinking. It's very exciting.
Yeah, well,
it's so
automatic, Nick, that we don't even realize that we're creating these stories out of an event that happened. So Cindy explained she captured the attention of many of our callers. And I know I still do this. I still, you know, my fiance is a little bit distant. Oh my gosh, he's cheating, or he's going to divorce, or we're not married yet, but he's going to leave me, or he's, you know, all these fears around and insecurities. And then, you know, I've learned now to just walk up to him and just ask him, honey, do you still love me? And he's like, oh my God, you're the dream that I, you know, he just goes on and on about how much he loves me. So instead of swimming in insecurities and doubt, I'll just go check it out and I'll just ask for reassurance. Before, I didn't have that tool. I didn't have that distinction. I would just sabotage the relationship.
Wow, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
And the irony in all of this, too, is that the brain does it automatically. The brain is looking for patterns and looking for meaning. So without us even realizing it, it's creating stories and making meaning on its own. So it puts us back in control of that process.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We are meaning-making machines. And so the Landmark Forum will stop all of that nonsense. I mean, we don't even realize we're doing it. And so
be very excited.
Oh, I am. I've been excited and thinking about it ever since I first heard about it today. And I already told my dad, Michael, I said, after I get done, I said, I'm probably going to have to take you to one.
You will. And they will ask you to bring somebody, and that is not to make money. They have a mission, and the mission is to transform this planet, transform it, change it.
Right.
Because whatever we're doing currently on the planet isn't working, and I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
Nick, the other thing they'll do, too, is ask you to bring people or call people. Because once you've learned this and once you transform your way of thinking, it is so beneficial to have someone else to talk to who's been through this that you can talk to and share experiences. Otherwise, you're very isolated. So when they do invite you to bring others into the conversation with you, I really recommend that you consider it.
Yeah.
Okay. I will do that. And yeah, right. I was yes.
So I expect a phone call every night that you're in the Landmark Forum. And
absolutely.
That I can support you and be a strong stand for you to get through it.
All right. I really appreciate that, Michelle.
All right, Nick. Thank you so much for calling in. We're going to let you go now. Oh. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good luck.
Much love.
Thank you. Great talking to you as well. Y'all have a good night.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Cindy, I think we have time for one more caller. I'm going to go to area code 707. Hello.
Hi.
707. We have just a little bit of time left for one quick reading. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Valerie, California.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. I'd like to see what you see coming up for either work or love within the next month or two.
Well, time is very different on the other side, so I'm not able to really give you a definitive time frame. What I can tune into, Valerie, is what's stopping you from getting the love relationship that you want. So the first thing that I see is numerous failed relationships that has got you in a place. And I'm not saying that all of the relationships were a complete doom and failure. There was a lot of love and laughter and joy and intimacy. There's a fear of intimacy with you. I feel there's a wall right in front of me. I can literally feel this wall. And so you want to try to break away through the wall, get through the layers like an onion, and then be present in a relationship. Now, do you like to dance?
Yes.
Okay. Because that, I don't know if you're frequently going somewhere where there's dance involved, but this is where I see that you meet somebody of significance. I get the name, a J name like Joey. I also get a December month. And you ask for a time frame. I'm seeing 2 years. However, time is very different. So time is very hard to discern. But I am seeing around about 2 years. Do you understand?
2 years?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a long time to wait, but you know what? Spirit has a reason to have you wait for that intimate love relationship and that commitment. There's a lot of growth and a lot of change and things that need to happen before you're ready for this. You know, it's a really big commitment. It turns into a marriage. It's the love of your life. And there's a lot of preparation that needs to happen before you meet this person. Otherwise, if you meet this person before you're ready, it's going to be sabotaged and you're not able to sustain the relationship. Understand? There's also alcoholism in your history, not for you, but for family members. Do you understand that?
I'd have to think about that.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Relationships that you've been in the past, has there been alcoholism involved?
Yeah, the last one, I think he probably had a problem.
Yes, he did. I had to get that message straight. I just saw alcoholism, and I assumed that it was in your bloodline or your family, but and then Spirit corrected me and said there's been a past relationship with alcoholism. So what you need to watch out for is anybody who has or that you can see has this issue. And
oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to be with anybody who drinks, that's for sure.
No. No. Do you have children? Seeing children?
One.
Okay. Brother, is there a brother?
There's several. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to know, I'm connecting to spirit world right now because I want to know who's telling me this. Somebody on your mother's side. a male on your mother's side, uncle, or a significant relationship that you had that has passed that is on your mom's side.
Okay.
I'm also getting the year 88, which means this was a while ago that he passed.
Okay.
And then, do you understand the name Carrie or K, C or K sounding name?
A C or what?
C name. Do you understand the name Carrie? Carrie.
No.
Or K sounding name?
No.
Okay, brother. Why do I keep hearing brother? What's going on with? Is there a problem with the brother, with one of your brothers?
Well, I wouldn't want to get too personal on air about family issues. I just would like to know strictly what would be happening with me versus anything to do with them.
Okay, well, I have this mail that's talking about one of your brothers that is needing some help. So that's, I'll stop there. Reach out to that person and call them and just see if they're okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, so 2 years for a relationship to come in.
Yeah.
And the job?
And then, I'm not sure. We are
working. I'm going to be waiting 2 years.
No. The relationship is 2 years, not work. And we're out of time, so I can't get into the work, but thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Cindy, it's past the hour, so I think we're all done here.
Okay. That was great.
Great show.
Great conversation. Great people calling in.
Great information.
That was awesome.
Thank you for everyone who can. Thank you, Dana, for calling in. And thank you for your wonderful story, Cindy.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a reminder that people can just Google Landmark Forum and get all the information they need if they do want to pursue it.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Well, I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When your tears are spent on your last pretense, and your tired eyes refuse to close and sleep in your defense, when it's in your spine like you've walked for miles, and the only thing you want is just to be still for a while. your tired eyes refuse to close and sleep in your defense. And if your heart wears out,